shopping, or check and see if their heating system is up to par. Help protect our seniors and remember a senior today. That's Jambalaya's. Enjoy the specials listed on our complete menu. Open hours that are convenient, so stop by soon for a family treat. That's Jambalaya's, 109 Colorado Avenue in Marino. And mention this message for 10% off. Call ahead for large orders, 970-522-1117. Donna and staff love our elderly. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Good morning, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our regularly scheduled guest didn't show up, so just you and me. Our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524, 1-877-254-7524. It's open lines, and you can call in about whatever you'd like to call about, but I thought this morning I'd just share with you a few of the things that I'm hearing. One of the things is the fact that the everything seems to be in place for a war with Iran. Now, the average American doesn't want a war with Iran. I mean, why would anybody want to go to war with Iran? If Iran had the nuclear bomb, do you really think that Iran would attack the United States or Israel, knowing full well that a nuclear reprisal would simply leave a big smoking black hole there in the middle of the desert? Of course not. I mean, certainly if we're concerned about people who have the bomb who are a threat to the United States, China has threatened on several times to nuke Los Angeles if we interfered with the takeover of Taiwan. Certainly North Korea has threatened to attack the United States with the nuclear weapons. But understand, ladies and gentlemen, we've given all of these countries nuclear weapons. None of them would have nuclear weapons if we hadn't transferred the technology to Russia at the end of the Second World War. And if you haven't read the book from Major Jordan's diary, by George Racy Jordan, and I had a chance to talk to him before he died many years ago, but he certainly was working as the Air Force, a senior Air Force officer at Great Falls, Montana, where shipments were regularly made of equipment and supplies from the United States to Russia during the Second World War, where we were supposedly aligned with Russia, that great nation helping us battle the wicked Nazis. But remember, we went to war. The war started because the wicked Nazis had invaded Poland from the west, but exactly at the same time, the wicked Russians had invaded Poland from the east, and Britain and France only went to war with Germany. And, of course, if you read Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, you'll find that the English were encouraging Hitler at every term. And I know, reading Albert Speer's, who was very close to Hitler, he said the only time he ever saw Hitler upset was when he was told that England and France had declared war on him. Why? Because they'd been encouraging him at every turn, and of course helping him build up his military, and encourage him to take Alsace-Lorraine and to take Austria and to take the Sudetenland, that's the northern part of Czechoslovakia. Read Professor Quigley, the leading historian of the 20th century, is he tells you all of these things. Now, he's not going to tell you the whole story. He doesn't know all of it. He was part of this elite group that runs the world, closely associated with the secret society, given the opportunity to go through their secret records. You'll find that on page 950 of his book. And how did he know there was a secret society? Because I went back to his at Georgetown University and went through his secret records, or went through his records before they were ever destroyed, and found out how he had actually knew there was a secret society. Because one of the members told him, and he was in correspondence with one of the members, although he was sworn never to reveal who that member was, but I can tell you now it was Professor Alfred Zimmern, because I have all of his letters to Zimmern as they talked about the secret society that Zimmern was such an important part of. But you're never going to read this in regular publications, regular textbooks. Why? Because the people within the Brotherhood of Darkness bought off the historians all across this country, and if you're a historian, you write the truth, your books just don't get published. And they have people from the CIA working in most of the major publishing houses, I've been told, and certainly Lieutenant General William Odom certainly referred to the fact, or alluded to the fact, that the CIA has a journalist planted in the media all across America. They control what you get. They control what you hear. They control what you see. Jesse Ventura, in his book, incidentally, if you haven't read it, you should. We probably have the last supply of it. But in Jesse Ventura's book, American Conspiracy, he talks about he's elected governor, and the CIA says they would like to talk to him. Would he come to this meeting? He goes to the meeting, and he's there all alone, surrounded by 15 or 20 CIA agents in a circle around him. And they want to ask him questions. How did you get to be elected? I mean, how were you able to get to win the election? What business was theirs? He says, look, you're not even supposed to be operating. Why are you asking me these questions? Oh, well, we just want to know. They were very upset that somebody who wasn't part of the Brotherhood of Darkness had gotten elected governor. This is not supposed to happen. We have a one-party system. We have a system that is run by what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. And, of course, Barry Goldwater had told us in his book, with no apologies, that the Council on Foreign Relations was domestic, the Trilateral Commission was international. Their goal was to take over the political government of the United States. That's on page 280 of Barry Goldwater's book, if you don't have it. We have used copies, and you can buy the used copies of Barry Goldwater's book from us. It's out of print, but we've gotten in a supply of used copies, and we make them available. We have Jesse Ventura's book, where he tells you about how the CIA was tracking him, and it's just an amazing story. And Jesse, I don't think, has any reason for not telling the truth. I think he's a patriotic American. I just wish we had more men of his courage and stature. Under any circumstances, we started talking about Iran, because, of course, this whole thing with Iran is being staged to take us into a war. The American people don't want a war. The Iranian people don't want a war. If Iran had the nuclear bomb, and there's no evidence that they're actually trying to get it, all of the evidence suggests this has all been created by the people within the upper echelons of our government because they wanted justification for a war. But what is most significant is, I am firmly convinced that they have people planted in the Iranian government, just exactly as Cecil Rhodes had people planted in the Boer government back in 1899 to actually precipitate a war. In other words, if you manipulate both sides, you can get the war started, and then the people are trapped in that war. Cecil Rhodes wanted to bring about world peace, and he was going to do it by bringing about war after war after war. And after he died in 1902, his followers engineered the First World War, along with the Americans, they engineered the Second World War. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. World War III is coming. We'll be back in just a moment. At Radio Liberty, give us a call.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, We find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Well, Dr. Stan back here. Our guest this morning didn't show up, so it's just you and me. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But I was just pointing out, if you read Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, he will tell you how suddenly they had this gentleman, his name was Jan Smuts, who actually was the foreign secretary for the Boer Republic. He was actually one of Cecil Rhodes' agents, and yet he was in there in the Boer Republic agitating to go to war with Great Britain. Why? Because Cecil Rhodes and Milner and the other members of his secret society wanted to bring about a world government, or at least at that time they wanted to consolidate the whole world under British control, and you were going to do that by declaring war. And the stated goal was to bring world peace and what was best for humanity, and you bring world peace by creating war. And you must understand, this is what has happened ever since then. And so, as we said, they precipitated World War One, and certainly this, we'll be talking about that in our next newsletter, and how they were able to get World War One going and then prolong it for four horrible, bloody years. Well, 1 million people perished, and another probably 50 million, you know, were wounded or had wounds that carried the pain with them the rest of their lives. Over 70 million people dead or wounded in that senseless carnage. And the Second World War was far worse, and I fear that World War III will even be far worse, because now we have nuclear weapons, and even Fidel Castro has talked about the fear of a nuclear war coming in the Near East. Remember, Fidel Castro is a real good friend of David Rockefeller's daughters. If you don't believe it, read David Rockefeller's memoirs. Stop listening to most of the talk radio programs, and they're not going to tell you the truth. They're simply there to beguile you and keep your mind on other things. Listen to people who will get the information out to you, and then help us to get information to people across America. Well, our telephone number, of course, is 1-877-254-7524, but listen to what the Iranian leaders are saying. Ahmadinejad is saying, you know, we're just going, if we go to war, we're going to attack the United States and attack Israel. Ahmadinejad is a caricature. He looks to me like he was probably recruited out of some sort of a acting school in the Bronx, and they taught him a little Arabic and sent him over there. Now, I'm saying that with tongue in cheek, but he is a caricature, just exactly as so many of the people, you know, Fidel Castro, you can always tell him he's wearing military khakis, you know, and then the fellow from the Palestinian Liberation Army, Arafat, and he's always got on this checkered headdress, you know, red checkered headdress, and Ahmadinejad with a little scruffy beard and a little wind jacket. And they're all caricatures. They plant them in your minds. And this is how we manipulate the public, and we do it through television. So Ahmadinejad's making all of these ridiculous statements. The chief mullah over there is talking about, you know, how, or the some of the leaders over there in the Republican National Guard are saying, oh, if the Americans attack us, why we're prepared for them. We've got 100 boats ready for every boat they bring in here. What is he talking about? They're talking about little motorboats. Now, maybe they can carry torpedoes, or maybe they'd be suicide boats. Who knows? But certainly, you know, you don't challenge the mightiest nation in the world that has nuclear weapons and nuclear cruise missiles and has, you know, the ability. We've got all sorts of newfangled weapons, you know, that you can bring beam from outer space, from satellites and laser weapons, and you can vaporize things. I mean, we are the mightiest nation in the world. We put out more money for our military than literally all the rest of the world put together, until maybe the last year or two when China's been spending more. But we spend more money on our military than all the rest of the world put together. Who are we defending ourselves against? We're not defending ourselves against anybody. This is not for America's defense. This is for world domination. This is the plan that using America's military and financial power to bring about this one world government. And we're basically cooperative politicians and nations throughout the world. I mean, who brought Karzai to power in Afghanistan? The American government. Who brought Fidel Castro to power and the communist government to power in Cuba? The American State Department. If you don't believe that, get my talk. It's on DVD called The World Revolution. There you'll hear my interview with Ambassador Smith, with the ambassador to Cuba at the time of the Cuban Revolution. He will tell you, Fidel Castro didn't win the revolution. There was no war over there. The revolution was a fraud. Every time Fidel Castro's troops engaged the Batista's troops, they lost. But, of course, the American State Department turned Cuba over to Fidel Castro because they knew he was a communist. Best enemy money could buy. Understand, this is what happened in Nicaragua. This is what's happening throughout the world. We've installed these people. We could have taken Chavez out in Venezuela a long time ago, and we didn't do it. Why? Because he's a good friend of Fidel Castro, who's a good friend of David Rockefeller's daughters. And Fidel even comes up to check in with the boss from time to time. Read David Rockefeller's memoirs. Our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524. So we see the mullahs over there. Now, how did the mullahs get the power in Iran? Well, they were installed by the CIA back in 1979. You may have heard me say this before, but in 1979, I kept wondering why in heaven's name would the American CIA topple a friend of the United States, the Shah of Iran. Now, he wasn't a good guy. He was a ruthless tyrant, as every tyrant has to be. If you are in power in a country, you must use your force to keep somebody else from coming in, because it'd probably be worse than you are. And so in the name of helping the people, you become tyrannical yourself, and you begin to oppose, torture your enemies and kill your enemies, because you have to do that to maintain power. And that's what the Shah of Iran did. We toppled the democratically elected government of Iran in 1953. In fact, the man instrumental in that was a man named Colonel Schwarzkopf. Schwarzkopf, isn't that a name familiar? Yeah, there was a general by that name, but that was Colonel Schwarzkopf's son. Isn't it interesting? They don't have very many people. They just have to keep rotating them into key positions. So Colonel Schwarzkopf, and you'll find this in Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, and if you don't have it, you really need to get one. It's a wonderful source of information. Colonel Schwarzkopf, working for the CIA in 1953, toppled, you know, the Mossadegh, Premier Mossadegh's government. They kept him in prison or at house arrest the rest of his life. What was his crime? He was duly elected by the Iranian people, and we installed a ruthless dictatorship, and then we deposed the ruthless dictatorship in 1979, and we installed the Ayatollahs in preparation for the coming war. And if you understand, there is a plan out there. I don't have all the details to it, but I know there's a plan because the people within the occult write about the plan, according to Constance Cumby, who's on top of this. And she tells me that basically they talk about this coming war where the Muslims will kill the Christians and the Jews, and the Christians and Jews will kill the Muslims. Now, why do we want to go to war with the Muslim world? Well, because a lot of the leaders of the Muslim world won't go along with our agenda. And we've got, of course, to get rid of them and install people who go along with the idea of the one world government and the one world religion. Is there a plan for this? Absolutely. If you get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and we talk about something that was written up in one of the Masonic journals back in 1950. And they basically talk about this long-range plan and what they really want to do. And, of course, basically what they want to do is establish this one world government. But let me read it to you what he says. God's plan is dedicated to the unification of all races, religions, and creeds. This plan, dedicated to the new order of things, is to make all things new, a new nation, a new race, a new civilization, and a new religion, a non-sectarian religion, that has already been recognized and called the religion of the Great Light. Now, analyze what I just said. God's plan is dedicated to the unification of all races and religions and creeds. The plan is dedicated to the new order of things, is to make all things new. Now, basically, when Lucifer tried to unite the world under Nimrod, God intervened, and he separated people. He caused them to toss different languages, and of course then they had to separate. God did not want the world to be united under Nimrod, and ultimately under Lucifer. Nimrod was a prototype of the Antichrist. So what is this new effort that they talk about? This is written up in the New Age Masonic magazine in 1950. Why? It is basically Lucifer's plan to unite the world. It's not a new plan. It's an ancient plan. And the idea of a new nation, a new race, a new civilization, that's what they're doing here today. Why do you think they won't enforce the immigration laws? Well, they want a multicultural, multilingual society. And certainly within a few years, you will find foreigner people of foreign extraction. I'm speaking of Asians and Africans. Here, they'll outnumber the white people. Very soon they will here in California. And all of these people could be good Americans, but everything is being done to separate them, to divide people, one race against another. That's how you divide and conquer and rule. You never want people to be united. You don't want people coming into this country who really believe in restricting the power of the federal government. Why? Because they want a federal dictatorship. They want all power in Washington, D.C. That way you can have a massive police state. That way you can have a surveillance society. That way you can watch everybody in this nation. Back in 1963, the communists put out a directive, and I was taking the communist publication at that time. And what did it call for? A series of federal laws, a federal law, universal divorce laws throughout the nation, universal federal employment laws, federal pensions, and federal providing for health and welfare. Everything was to be centralized in Washington, D.C. We still have that, if anybody wants to see it. But that was the communist plan. But you must understand, the American Communist Party has always been financed largely by the great tax-exempt foundations. And today, the Ford Foundation is financing this whole movement for illegal immigration to the United States. Why in heaven's name would any logical person want to have, encourage illegal immigration to the United States? Why? To fulfill the plan. The plan is dedicated to a new order of things, is to make all things new, a new nation, a new race, a new civilization, and a new religion, a non-sectarian religion that has already been recognized and called the religion of the great light. And that's why they took the Masons and the Supreme Court, who controlled it from 41 to 71, took God and prayer and out of our schools, the Bible out of our schools. Why? Because they wanted to bring in the new religion. And they pretty well destroyed Christianity here. They've infiltrated our seminaries, and they've changed the music of our churches. Have you noticed how the music of most churches has changed? And they've changed the message of our churches. And they don't teach you you're a sinner who needs a Savior. They want you to feel good about yourself. And if you just give yourself over to God, He'll provide everything for you, and you'll be rich and wealthy, and you can have whatever you want. All you need to do is learn how to meditate. And ladies and gentlemen, when you open your mind in meditation, many times you're letting in truly demonic spirits. That's what it's about. We're involved in the spirits. The battle line number 1-877-254-7524. 1-877-254-7524. Give us a call. Love you, dear.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning didn't show up, so it's you and me, and hopefully you'll give us a call at 1-877-254-7524. 7524. But as I read information coming in over the internet and articles in Time magazine and the establishment magazines, you must understand Time is part of the Brotherhood of Darkness, as is Newsweek, as is U.S. News and World Report. In fact, Mr. Graham, who now has inherited the Newsweek Washington Post complex from his mother, Catherine Graham, he's a member of the Trilateral Commission, as is Mr. Zuckerman, who publishes U.S. News and World Report. And, of course, Time magazine has always been part of the Council on Foreign Relations complex, going back to when Henry Luce, of course, was one of the original members. There is this little elite who runs the world, and they control the major media. That's how they can keep the public from knowing they exist. But as we read the publications, we find the people, the leaders of Iran, making all of these ridiculous statements. I mean, if you were facing the most powerful nation in the world who might be attacking you with nuclear weapons, would you be making statements, or would you be trying to negotiate some sort of a peace? Say, we'll give up. Come in. You can just even occupy all of our areas here that we might be dealing with nuclear weapons. But the last thing we want is a war. And yet the leaders of Iran, if we are to believe anything that we read, are doing everything they can to challenge America. Certainly you don't just poke a stick at a rattlesnake because you know it's going to strike back. And you would never try to challenge America and infuriate America, the mightiest nation in the world today, which we are. Now, certainly we are also the greatest debtor nation of the world today, and we get into another conflict why this whole complex that we have might very well begin to collapse internally because of financial reasons. Is what happened to ancient Greece. It's what happened to ancient Rome. It's what happened to Great Britain, and it's going to happen to the United States. But suddenly, everything suggests that we're moving towards a war with Iran. Everything is very quiet. I mean, have you heard anything recently about the three or four carrier groups that are over there in the Persian Gulf and in the Arabian Ocean and the Red Sea surrounding Iran in preparation for the war? Not a word is getting out. How can they block that out? Oh, why, my goodness, we've got to focus on what's going on down there in the Gulf of Mexico, and why BP wouldn't let anybody come in and clean up the oil when all sorts of countries were offering to do it, and why they used the dispersant to break up the oil so it couldn't be scooped up off the top of the water. There were all sorts of ways that there were ships that were coming in to scoop off the oil from the top of the water, and instead they used that terribly toxic dispersant, so toxic they couldn't use it over in Great Britain. British Petroleum couldn't use it there, but they used it in the Gulf. EPA told them not to use it, and they went right ahead and used it anyway. And basically, of course, this has really poisoned the water, and it'll poison the Gulf area there for a long time. Why would you use something that they call it Corex or something like that, 955 or 995? Why would you use something really toxic when, of course, you could have scooped the oil up? It floats on the top of the water, and they could have gotten it off, and instead of that, they dispersed it, and so it would stay in the water and get up on the shore. And it just doesn't make sense. And then, of course, why didn't they put the cap on 3 months ago and stop the flow of oil? They could have done it 3 months ago. They knew how to do it. Why did they do what they did? Well, they wanted to get to the cap and trade bill, and one thing, they wanted an excuse to cut off any deep oil drilling there for 6 months, and that's not going to be lifted in 6 months. This was an excuse for doing it, because it's all about certainly wanting to lower the living standards here, run up the price of electricity and fuel, lower the living standards in the United States so we can have true equality in the world and fulfill the plan. And you can read the plan. It's the Earth Charter. You've heard me say it before. Get it. Read it. It's up on the Internet. It is the new Ten Commandments for America, the new Ten Commandments for the world. And, of course, the original version of the Earth of the Charter is kept in the satanic counterpart of the Ark of the Covenant. They call it the Ark of Hope. Check out what I tell you. It's on the Internet. You can verify everything that I've said. That is the Earth Charter, the new Ten Commandments for the world, kept in the satanic counterpart of the Ark of the Covenant. It's called the Ark of Hope. High telephone number, 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524. And, of course, all of our attention is focused on what's going on in the Gulf of Mexico and not focused on the looming war that I fear is coming very soon. I don't know how soon it's coming, but everything points to the fact that they have everything in place. Now, the whole idea that Iran really is trying to build nuclear weapons at the present time was concocted by one person working within the International Atomic Energy Commission. The majority of people working for the International Atomic Energy Commission don't believe Iran is trying to actually build a nuclear bomb. I don't know whether they're trying to build one or not, but certainly one time, it was a couple of years ago, when the American intelligence agency said that Iran had stopped trying to build a bomb. We've had this scientist recently who was supposedly kidnapped by our side. Maybe it was a double agent, maybe it was a triple agent. The Iranian scientist, anyway, who went back to Iran recently, supposedly after he'd been tortured and then after he'd been suddenly offered $5 million to stay in the United States. We don't know what the truth. We may never know what the truth of this whole thing is, but you can be sure that the Americans know everything going on in Iran today. And they keep telling us that Iran is trying to build a nuclear bomb, but is that really true? I don't know. And I do not believe what the government tells us, because they want a justification for going to war with Iran. But Iran isn't going to attack the United States, although China has threatened a nuclear Los Angeles, as I said earlier. Certainly North Korea has threatened to attack the west coast of the United States. Why don't we go to war with them? Because there is a plan, and it all centers around the Middle East. It centers around Israel and the relationship with their neighbors. It centers around Iran and, of course, the Muslim world eventually joining together to march on Israel. And all of this has been prophesied for thousands of years. And if you haven't seen the excellent DVD we have called, it's a 10-DVD set called The Final Countdown, showing how the prophecies laid out in the scriptures are coming to pass today. Let me recommend it for you. Pastor Billy does a good job of compiling the information. Of course, he gives his sermons, but he has a lot of film footage, videos, motion pictures, DVDs that he inserts, which, of course, bring everything into a sharp focus. And he does a very good job with them. He's written a book on the Final Countdown where he has all the prophecies laid out. You can read the book, or you probably would enjoy watching the DVDs. Barbara and I have, and we hope you'll want to do it as well. Our number, 1-888-877-254-7524. 877-254-7524.
Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591. For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security. Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones.
From additions and remodels to decks and drywall, over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction. Brush Housing Authority reminds our listeners that respect and care for senior citizens is everyone's responsibility. This summer, when temperatures can be dangerous, you can help prevent a tragedy by going to a senior's home or apartment to see if their air conditioning or fan is in proper working order. Your help is needed and appreciated, and it only takes a minute. That's from Brush Housing Authority, who says our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families. That's Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 842-5046. That's 842-5046.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, it's open lines this morning. We'd love to hear from you. If you have any thoughts, maybe you disagree. Maybe you think there's absolutely no possibility of a war with Iran. After all, we're not hearing much about it. Our attention seems to be focused elsewhere. Or are they manipulating our reality? Are they controlling our ideas, our tastes, our concepts? Our thoughts, our ideas, is this all manipulated? Are we simply the victims of a vast effort to control what the American people think? Well, I believe we are, and I believe that they've taken our attention off the Near East and the Middle East. But I believe that, of course, when things are very, very quiet, it's like the prelude to World War II. And all the time they were trying to convince the American people that there was going to be peace, and President Roosevelt had said, I hate war. Eleanor hates war. Even Little Fala hates war. That was his dog. Even Little Fala hates war. I pledge to you that no American boy will ever fight on foreign soil again. Well, he was lying. He'd already made the plans to take us into war. We know that. I know this personally because I went to Yale University, went through Secretary of War Stimson's diary, got his diary, and actually, we offer the pages from it where he tells about going to the White House along with General Marshall and Admiral Stark. And there, of course, President Roosevelt said, this was on the 25th of November of 1941. And President Roosevelt said the war will be starting probably next Monday. The Japanese will use a surprise attack. And of course, the only question is how we're going to get into the war and get the Japanese to fire the first shot. That's what it was all about. President Roosevelt, when he said he was going to keep us out of war, was planning on taking us into war because he was under the control of very wicked people. And, of course, many people will try to tell you that Harry Hopkins, his right-hand man, was a communist agent. And he may very well have been, but you must understand that communism has been financed by the Brotherhood of Darkness since its inception. And they want to focus your attention on the communist menace without realizing that this powerful Brotherhood of Darkness is operating right here in this country, using our financial and military power to bring about this one world government, which has always been the plan of the mystery religions and secret societies back through antiquity. Well, number 877254. 7524. When will the war come? I honestly don't know. I mean, it's just a matter of waiting and watching, but we do know that the military force has been now concentrated in the Middle East area, certainly. One carrier group would be enough to take out of Iran, and we've got either three or four of them there. It's very hard. You go up on the Internet and you try to track where the Naval Task Force are. And right now, you find it a great deal of difficulty if you go through Google. And you have to understand that we get the information they want us to get. And right now, they don't want the American people to know that they're planning on a war. That President Obama, who promised to get the troops out of Iran and of Afghanistan, is planning on, well, he's not really planning. He is just a front man for the Brotherhood of Darkness. As General James Jones, four-star Marine general, head of the National Security Council, said in a meeting in Munich in February, I believe, of this year. Well, we here at the National Security Council have a chain of command, and we get our orders every day. From Henry Kissinger through Brent Scowcroft, or he mentions our James Baker. Well, we get our orders every day from either James Baker or Brent Scowcroft, but they come from Henry Kissinger. And you'll actually find that statement up on the Council on Foreign Relations. Published General Jones' speech. Now, why is Henry Kissinger, a Republican, giving orders to Barack Obama, who's the Democrat president? Why, ladies and gentlemen, because it's all a charade. It's all a scam. The last thing they want is for the American people to know that we have one political party. We have certainly the same policies carried out by the Democrats and the Republicans, but they're always the power of the invisible elite. If you haven't read Professor Quigley's book, on pages 1247 and 1248, he tells you just what I'm telling you, that what we need is a one-party system so that the people can go to the polls every 4 years and throw the scoundrels out. But the foreign and domestic policies won't change. And, of course, George Bush was planning on really attacking Iran back probably, what, about 2007, somewhere in there. For whatever reason, they changed their mind, and they seem to put it off today. Will it come before the election? Well, some people think that, of course, it would be to Barack Obama's advantage to have a war before the coming election, after all. Is there a better way to rally the people behind the government than to have a war? Remember what happened after the September 11th attack, when we're told that 15 Saudi Arabians hijacked four planes and flew them into the Twin Towers and then the Pentagon. And so what do? 15 Saudi Arabians attack the United States, and we attack Afghanistan. Why would we attack Afghanistan? Because the plans were already on the president's desk. If you read Richard Clark's book, and Richard Clark was head of the anti-terrorism effort under Clinton, in his book, and he actually tells you that the plans for the attack on Afghanistan were on the president's desk the day before the September 11th attack. Wasn't that convenient? And wasn't it clever of Osama bin Laden to actually schedule the attack on the very day that we had all these military exercises here in the United States? At least five of them suggested there were going to be attacks on military facilities. They were going to hijack planes and attack military facilities. You'll find that in Michael Rupert's book, Crossing the Rubicon. But don't try to find Michael Rupert. He's living in hiding in Canada because they tried to kill him. They tried to poison him. They infiltrated his organization. He turned out that his best friend was a government agent. Imagine that. They have actually planted people in ministries and organizations all across the country to disrupt them. In fact, we've even had attempts to infiltrate our organization. I think temporarily we've had people here who actually have come in and disrupted things, but fortunately we've been able to get rid of them. And we're only a small organization. But, well, we're out of time. I hoped somebody would call, but I'll be back tomorrow. We'll be back in just a few minutes to wrap up this program. We'll be back again tomorrow right here at the American Freedom Network.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591.
Jambalaya reminds listeners that each year many seniors are overlooked. Show how much you care this winter by offering a ride to a religious service, a trip shopping, or check and see if their heating system is up to par. Help protect our seniors and remember a senior today. That's Jambalaya's. Enjoy the specials listed on our complete menu. Open hours that are convenient, so stop by soon for a family treat. That's Jambalaya's, 109 Colorado Avenue in Marino. And mention this message for 10% off. Call ahead for large orders, 970-522-1117. Donna and staff love our elderly.
Stand back here at the American Freedom Network, and this is the time when I do mention that my ministry is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help, why give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Now, I did mention that we do have secondhand copies of Barry Goldwater's book, With No Apologies, and there he talks about the Trial After Commission, how their goal was to take over political control of the government of the United States. The book written in 1979 is truly prophetic. They do control the government of the United States. At least 11, probably 12 of their members, only 87 members of the Trilateral Commission, North American chapter, but they control the Obama administration in every important position there, except for Hillary Clinton. Of course, her hubby, Bill, was a member of the Trilateral Commission. So, I mean, basically, nothing has really changed, and Hillary will do what she's told to do, and she'll do it very, very well. Well, understand, that, ladies and gentlemen, that basically, we have Barry Goldwater's book. We carry Professor Quigley's book. If you haven't read it, you should read it, and you should reread it. And understand that here's a man on the other side who wrote a book that was actively suppressed. How do we know it was suppressed? Because I have an interview with somebody, I think from the Washington Post, where Professor Quigley talks about how his book was suppressed. They do suppress books in the United States, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, Professor Quigley's other book, Tragedy Upon the Anglo-American Establishment, which we carry, was actually suppressed for 31 or 32 years. It was completed in 1949, and it was published in 1981. And in fact, it was published after Professor Quigley died. But that's another story of how that came about. And then we have Jesse Ventura's excellent book, The American Conspiracy, and we may have the last supply of them. I talked to the people at the publisher. They only had 20 copies of the 100,000 they put out. And they didn't know they were going to actually republish it, so we got the last 20 copies, and we've still got probably 6 or 8 copies left. That's Jesse Ventura, American Conspiracy, very good book. And it goes into what happened on September 11th, what really happened, and what happened with Building 7, and so many other things. We have Barry Goldwater's book, With No Apologies. We have Professor Quigley's 2 books, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, and The Anglo-American Establishment. And if you want to hear Professor Quigley's interview with the New York Times, pardon me, with the Washington Post, why, that's in our 4-tape set, The Secret Government. 4-tape or 4-CD set, The Secret Government. There really is a secret government. You haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Shame on you. You need to get it. You need to read it. You need to study it. You need to understand what's happening. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And certainly hope that you'll want to get this information, get it to others. We still have the ability to take our country back, but only if there are enough people out there who value freedom enough that they're willing to take a stand. Well, Sydney, we hope that you go to our website at RadioLiberty.com and read our newsletters, listen to our programs there on the Internet, and 9 hours a day, get our archive programs. And, of course, you can watch our videos. And then we have another another section called New Videos on the Web. And there's simply the videos, YouTubes, and other things that are coming in that I've seen that I think are worthwhile. One of them is certainly by Ron Paul, who says, you know, the sanctions we're putting on Iran, the sanctions on Iran, are an act of war. And we are at war with Iran today. They just haven't told the American people. So until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.